905 1320 KLWN. Heat advisory in effect through at least Sunday night. It's going to be above 100 every day, so take it easy and stay cool. You can get some great deals, sidewalk sale. Big crowds early this morning. Still have big crowds there right now. A lot of great deals going on. Let's check in on the downtown Lawrence sidewalk sale and bring in 1320 KLWN's Mike Hanna. Mike, tell us what's happening.
Hey, John, how are you doing this morning?
Doing great. How is it down there?
It is great. I tell you what, we have a lot of great deals down here. Lots of people. It's not too hot. And it's not too overcrowded either. I mean, there's a lot of people, you know, down here taking advantage of it, but there's still plenty of parking. I parked right around the corner and walked right up to 9th and Mass. And, yeah, just lots of activity really all the way down Mass Street right now.
Yeah, we get some people that come in from out of town because they've heard about what Mass Street looks like. We've seen what it looks like after KU celebration in March, and it's quite a sight to see when you see the sidewalk sale in July, too.
Yeah, it's a smaller version of that. It's a lot of excitement, and, yeah, a lot of people are down here checking out the town that aren't normally downtown, especially this early on a weekday. So this is great to see. And a couple people got some great deals going on. I've been noticing Jock's Niche. They've got KU men's jerseys right now for $19.99, and t-shirts as little as $5.99 and $7.99, and that's at their 8th and Mass location. And over there at the 9th and Mass location, they have a huge sale going on shoes right now, and lots of people are taking advantage of that.
All right, shirts and shoes and all kinds of things. And to stay cool, there's all vendors out there, too, where you can get to lemonade and water and get some great food down there also.
Definitely. The Mirth is cooking up breakfast. I saw Global Cafe had breakfast going and Milton's. And, yeah, people are really having a good time down here. Get on down while it's still going.
Yeah, it's going up all night long. Well, not all night, but, you know, they call it sun up to sun down, so that gives you many, many hours. If you can't make it this morning, do it later on this afternoon or into this evening. Mike Hanna with 1320 KLWN. Thanks for checking in from the sidewalk sale.
Thanks, John.
It is 907 here at 1320 KLWN every Thursday at this time on 1320 KLWN. We have the Lawrence Business Magazine show. And here is your host today, Anne Frame Herzog.
Thank you, John. Well, as you know, each week we have in-depth conversations to follow up and explore the people and businesses making a positive impact on Lawrence. And today I'm pleased to have Tim Van Leer, the Executive Director, and Megan Poindexter, the Director of Development from the LEAD Center. Thank you for joining us today. Good morning.
Glad to be here.
Good morning.
Hi. Well, the LEAD Center was covered in our current issue of the Lawrence Business Magazine out on the sales racks at Hy-Vee's that you can find now. But let's talk about the LEAD Center. First, let's talk about a bit of your history. Tim, how did you come to Lawrence and the LEAD Center?
Actually, I've been a presenter my entire professional career, a presenter of the performing arts. I was working at El Camino College in Torrance, California, in Los Angeles County. Mm-hmm. I previously had worked at Arizona State University and Ohio State University and for the city of St. Petersburg. Jackie Davis, who was the original director of the LEAD Center, a close friend of mine. We worked together on national organizations, the Arts Presenters, the National Service Organization for Arts Presenting. So we'd known each other for quite a long time. And in fact, my daughter and I attended the grand opening of the LEAD Center in 1993.
Wow.
My daughter was at the University of Missouri. And
we still talk to her.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. This was long. She went there and graduated long before I got to Kansas. But yes, we have a friendly rivalry now, obviously. But we were fortunate enough to come to the grand opening that week when they presented the Secret Garden. And when I actually knew that Jackie was leaving to go to New York to take another job, and several of my colleagues from around the country called me and said, "Did you know that she was leaving?" And I said yes, and they said, "You know, you ought to look at that job." And I was happy where I was. But I got to thinking about it, and another friend called, and I said, "Well, the third time must be the charm. I need to look into this." So I started a conversation with Jackie and was fortunate enough to become the second director of the LEAD Center.
That's pretty amazing. So 1993, there's only been two directors then.
How
long have you been there?
I've just started my 12th year.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's nice to have. Well, what about you, Megan? How did you come to Lawrence and the LEAD Center?
Oh, I have not been in the performing arts world for my entire professional career. I was actually in social services and had been doing some fundraising for a small adoption agency, actually, that I worked with, and really enjoyed doing the fundraising for that. And at that time, I was working on my master's in social work and decided that's not what I want to do for the rest of my life. And I switched my program and started pursuing a master's in nonprofit management and fundraising. And okay. At that time, I also got married to a gentleman who was from this area. And he persuaded me to move to Lawrence. And when we got here, I was commuting to Kansas City, and one day he looked in the paper and he said, "Look at this job. This looks like it would be really neat."
It's
and
I perfect said, "Perfect for you.
I'm going to get that job." and I came and met Tim, and the rest is history.
Oh, that's a great. Now, well, speaking of history, you said the Lead Center. It started in 1993. What's the history? How did it come about?
It's an interesting story in that Christina Hickson, who's the trustee of the Lead Foundation Trust, Mr. Lead went to the University of Kansas his freshman and sophomore year. His family lived in Kansas City. His father had an auto dealership. And so he came to KU. After his sophomore year, his father had moved the family to Omaha, where he had sold the KC dealership and bought a General Motors dealership in Omaha. So Mr. Lead moved with the family and then completed his education at the University of Nebraska in Lincoln.
Okay, so that's why.
So that's there's the tie there. Mm-hmm. Mr. Lead, after graduating, went into the family business in Omaha and later moved to Las Vegas and opened a real estate company. That was 1958.
Perfect timing.
yes, perfect timing. Upon his death in 1980, he had established the Lead Foundation Trust, and Ms. Hickson became the trustee at that point. She went to work for Mr. Lead in Omaha in 1949. She was a student the business school in Omaha, and he needed a secretary who could take dictation. And she actually also then ran the PBX phone system.
Okay.
So she was the phone operator and took his dictation. She later then, in the early 60s, moved to Las Vegas and stayed there. So in essence, from her work history, she only worked for Mr. Lead and okay. continued to work for Mr. Lead even after his death. Because as she has pointed out in the past, he never left any instructions on what to do when the foundation started.
Okay.
But she had worked for him long enough that she was sure that the decision she would make, and he would have approved. But we know that in the years since 1980, the Lead Foundation Trust has supported children's programs, the disabled, the performing arts, libraries, and so forth. To the tune of about $300 million.
Wow, that's significant.
So Ms. Hickson came when Jean Buttig was president at KU. They began a conversation about a performing arts facility. They looked at different sites, selected the one that where it is now. And she made a $10 million gift, which at that point was the largest single gift the university had ever received. They then raised another $5 million of private money. So the Lead Center, in essence, was built completely with private money.
That's amazing. Now, because it was built in 1993 is when it opened.
That's when it opened, right.
And it seats, I think I read in the article, like 2,000 people. So
right.
many you can see in the main auditorium.
Exactly.
And then since then, you guys added on.
Yes, yes. Once again, Ms. Hickson gave us an amount. Another $2.5 million, which we used to expand the main lobby, so it has more space, and to build the Lead Center's pavilion. It's our brand new space that opened up a year ago. That is a flat floor, multi-purpose space that we can use for intimate performances, receptions, dinners, business meetings, and so forth.
Yeah, that's a beautiful space. I've been on there for many different things.
Yeah,
it's really wonderful.
And every time somebody goes there for the first time, they start telling other people, and they start telling other people. And in less than 12 months, we had over 100 different activities in the pavilion alone.
Oh, that's great. And that was the purpose of it, just it felt like you could just expand your offerings and things so much more by having additional space that was a little smaller.
Yeah, and all of the extracurricular activities that we would be doing, we were doing in corners of lobbies and that sort of thing, and in smaller spaces that really weren't convenient for them. But now we have this space that has a nice reception area right outside the pavilion that we utilize as well.
Okay, you got all the funds from the foundation to help establish and build the building. Now, how do you go about the funding? I know you're doing fundraising, but where does the funding come from for your $2.5 million yearly budget? Where does all that, how does that
well,
work?
Well, it comes from a variety of sources. We have about 25% of that comes from the university in the support of the facility and a number of staff members.
Okay.